House GOP, almost all migrants at ports of entry are being freed into U.S. by John Binder on June 25, 2023. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is rerouting illegal immigration through ports of entry at the United States-Mexico border to give the appearance that the inflow has dropped under his watch, House Republicans say. Following Biden's rescinding the public health authority known as Title 42 that helped return millions of illegal aliens to Mexico since 2020, the establishment media and the White House touted a supposed drop in apprehensions along the border. Under a series of catch-and-release-style programs, though, DHS has funneled tens of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens through ports of entry, Republicans on the House Homeland Security Committee detailed in a report issued this month. While the Biden administration is celebrating a reported 25% decrease in encounters between ports of entry, 35,317 aliens were encountered at ports of entry, minus 17% of the total encounters in May. According to the Office of Field Operations, this is a 20% increase from April 2023 and a staggering 34% increase from January 2023, when the CBP One app was first expanded to non-commercial use. Emphasis added. In particular, as the report notes, Biden has deployed the CBP One app that foreign nationals in Mexico are using to schedule appointments at the border for direct release into American communities. Since its implementation in January, more than 100,000 foreign nationals have entered the U.S. interior through the Migrant Mobile app, a population equivalent to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and New Bedford, Massachusetts. Related video, Border Patrol Chief, we need to work to instill some consequences for some nationalities crossing border and build some wall. Annually, close to 500,000 foreign nationals will be able to schedule appointments at the border and subsequently get released into the U.S. interior at a 99% success rate through the mobile app. The increase in Office of Field Operations encounters depicts that once Title 42 ended on May 11, Secretary Mayorkas utilized the CBP One app to shift more, otherwise illegal, aliens to ports of entry in order to make it appear that illegal crossings were decreasing, House Republicans write in the report. Almost all of these inadmissible aliens will ultimately be released into the interior, regardless of whether they are granted parole, they continue. Related video, Dem NYC councilman. We need remain in Mexico. We can't pay for migrants while they wait 10 years for asylum hearings. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions outlined in a policy memo to Republicans where he urges them to remind voters that this situation is outrageous and untenable, and that we can fix it through a massive increase in deportation powers. We can replace the vicious cycle with a virtuous one, in which a clear message goes out to the world that we will defend our sovereign borders and that unlawful entrants will be stopped and deported, Sessions writes. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.